Well, hello, everybody. This is Miss Krista, and you have found Kinks and Drinks. Welcome. You can find us live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Podbean server, but you must be 21 to join. You can listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. Well, hello, everyone. How is everybody doing? And hello, we have a special guest tonight to help me with this fun episode. Goddess Michelle, how are you tonight?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for asking, Bestie. And how are you? Sound fabulous as well. How are you?
Well, I am doing wonderful. Had a good day. Got to swim, all that good stuff. So yeah, I'm just having a really good day and a very fun topic for tonight. But before we get into that, I want to know a little bit about you. And I'm sure everybody out in the audience wants to know about you.
Well, I am delighted to talk all about myself. First things first, you can find me on my personal blog, themasturbatrix.com, which I think is such a wonderful kind of tie-in flow into your show, because that totally describes what type of mistress I am.
Ooh.
You can also find me on X at The Divine Me, T-H-E-E. You can also find me on Blue Sky at themasturbatrix.bsky.social. And if you are a member of our internal social media community on enchantrixempire.community.net, you can find me over there at Michelle C.
Oh. Very nice. Well, Michelle, tonight I have a fun drink. And, well, you know me, I might have had maybe a sip or two.
And it's delicious, though. I don't blame you.
Oh, tonight's drink, the name of it is Resistance is Pointless.
Ooh.
And Mott just put in the chat, my information. I'm not going to read it out loud. Everybody can just see it. Well, I will. Discord, LDW Krista, or LDW Krista, X Krista Enchants. My email is Krista at EnchantrixEmpire.com. My blog is phonesexfetishblog.com. So, with all of that, I want to talk a little bit about this drink because it is delicious. It is 2 ounces of Don Julio Premium Silver Tequila. It is 1 ounce of Absolute Peach Vodka, 1 ounce of orange juice, 1 ounce of tart cherry juice, half ounce of lime juice and a splash of Sprite. And ooh, it's got a little bit of a bite to it. So,
with that tart cherry juice, yes, it does.
Oh, it is good though. Really, really good. And you know, they say the tart cherry is got some medicinal qualities to it. So, not only is my drink fun and tasty, but it's also good for you. Yeah, right.
It definitely feels good for you. And isn't that all that matters?
I think so. So, tonight we're going to talk about DOMs, mistresses, the different kinds. What you should look for when you're out looking for a mistress. What do you think about that, Michelle?
I think that you definitely should kind of consider what kind of mistress you would like and what kind of mistress can meet your particular needs. So I think this is a great topic. Like, oof, I couldn't be more excited to be here to talk about this one.
Ooh, well, me too. Well, we're going to start off by just defining what a dom is. A dom is short for dominatrix. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I guess it is. It is a woman who takes a dominant role in BDSM, bondage, discipline, sadism, and masochism, or a power exchange relationship, often providing pleasure, control, and structure to a submissive partner, also known as the sub, through activities like role play, psychological games, physical sensation, always within agreed boundaries, emphasizing clear communication and consent. Mm-hmm. Boundaries are paramount.
Yes, you are so right, bestie.
So
consent is sexy.
Do what?
I said consent is sexy.
It is. It is. You never want to just go and, well, do something that is non-consensual. Lots and lots of problems arise from that. So we would never want that. Well, hello, Patty. Hello, Mott. Hello, Demi Owns Me. And we have another person in that's listening, ZTNNAEYT. I am going to post a link to Discord. If you're interested, you can actually see the chat that we have going on. And if not, you can just continue listening, and that's all good too. But I will post where you can actually listen to or see the chat.
Yes, join us. Join us. We're a fun group.
We are, and I do appreciate you being here.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, there you go. If you decide you want to go that direction. If not, I will pay attention in here into the Podbean chat as well. If you want to ask questions or you want to join in, that'll be awesome.
I appreciate you, Patty. The ladies only bite if you ask them to, because again, consent is sexy.
Yes. Let's talk about biting. I got put into a group of mistresses that was accused of being bullies.
Oh, what?
Yes, can you believe
it? Sounds like a crybaby to me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you talking about on our internal social media?
I am. I'm talking about our EE social media, and I will have to go look up the name right quick. Won't take me but just a second because it's like a mile long.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it right now, and I'm with you. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Here we go. Pee-wee, tiny dick, don't delete your account is his name. And bless his little heart. He got his little feelings hurt.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, that's what I guess in anyway.
You girls were so mean to him.
He got his little feelers hurt. Aw. Mm-hmm. But anyway, my good friend, Goddess Demi, one of our, she is kind of stepped away a little bit from Femdom Friday, but she's still one of our girl gang. Don't make any mistake about that. She is still part of us.
Once a girl ganger, always a girl ganger.
That's
always.
Right. We I both like. Posted a fun little form for him to fill out. But anyway, I just had to bring him up because he was such a hurt little guy over his being bullied by us mean old mistresses. I couldn't resist. Anyway, enough of that. But so there are, so that was just a generic definition of what a dom is.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many aspects of being a dom. If I am not mistaken, you are more along the lines of a sensual dom, correct?
Actually, I have quite a few ways of referring to my domination style.
Okay, well, please fill us in.
Absolutely. As you know, my website, I'm called The Masturbatrix. I'm one of many, but I like to think that I'm the THEE Masturbatrix. And what that is that I'm a, if we're going in the route of dominatrices, the flavor of dominatrix that I kind of specialize in is masturbation and cock control.
Okay.
Because that's essentially what I'm doing is either guiding your masturbation, telling what you, you know, pretty much telling you what to do, or giving you literal jerk off instructions. Also, there's another caveat with the type of masturbatrix that I am, because not every masturbatrix will masturbate with you, but I will, because masturbatrix also means a female masturbator.
Oh, I like it. Like,
so it's a little layered.
Yes.
And it is a form of sensual domination, like you were pointing out. Absolutely. But I'm also what you would refer to as a pleasure dom. And I feel like pleasure doming really aligns with me because, you know, I want to get off just as much as I want to get you off, and getting you off gets me off. And pleasure has there's a lot of ways to experience pleasure. For some people, pleasure is humiliation. For some people, pleasure is literal physical pain. And for some people, pleasure is, you know, any experience where you're evoking the senses in a way that leads to an orgasm. And all of those things are areas that I like to dabble in and also occupy from time to time. But that's why I tell people who like enjoy denial, I'm going to deny you. Yes, absolutely. I will deny you. You tell me to deny you, I'm going to do it. But there is a stipulation with me, especially if you're wanting to be long-term, that if I'm denying you, at some point you're going to come for me.
Ooh,
that, I love look that. At your denial as me making you, that's my nut. I'm claiming that nut. That's for me. When you release, it's because I told you to. So get ready.
Super hot. I love that. Absolutely love that.
Exactly. My nut.
Yes, I see that. I think just to clear the water, the water, I guess it would be. But anyway, just to make it to where it's not quite as muddy. I am to explain, because there's a lot of people that don't really fully understand what a pro-dom is.
So, yeah, there is
a lot. A pro-dom is a professional dominatrix. She is somebody that just, that's what she does for a living. She controls all aspects of the domination session, usually at a provided area or place. She is typically into the bondage, discipline, masochism, services, role play, power exchange. Very little on the power exchange, though. She pretty much wants all of the power. And like I said, she is somebody that actually does this professionally. That's why they call her a pro-dom. Now, we offer services that could be considered pro-dom. We really do. And there are some mistresses. And the other thing is, there's very little connection as far as the interpersonal connections that a sub and a dom have. She pretty much is, it's all business. So, anyway.
I agree with the definition.
That is what a pro dom is. And like I said, we have some ladies here that can kind of feel that, that would kind of feel that virtually. But for the most part, a pro dom does this at a set facility. That's what she does. And she has typically like a dungeon and all of the fun instruments of destruction, I like to call them. So that is what a pro dom is. Now, we have quite a few of these, and they're fun to play with as well. Next thing I'm going to discuss is what a strict dom is.
Ooh, that, here we go.
A strict dom is a dominant female partner who exerts firm control, sets clear and unwavering rules, demands obedience, and enforces discipline rigorously, often focusing on structure, servitude, like maid-butler roles, and total submission. However, I am a firm believer that if you are a dom, you want total submission, and no matter what style you are in. Providing intense psychological and sometimes physical discipline within agreed boundaries. There that word is again. Very, very important. Emphasizing the power dynamic. So a strict dom is going to be the one that's going to, she's going to punish you more when you step out of line. She's going to be the one that's going to be very, very demanding and is not going to put up with a whole lot of bull. I'm going to tell you the one that comes to my mind immediately, and you're going to laugh because you know exactly who I'm talking about, bestie. Matter of fact, every time I see her little picture pop up on Femdom Fridays, there's a piece of wood, it's trim, behind her. I think of it as a paddle. I see a paddle every single time.
Yep.
I'm talking about Miss Hadley. Ugh. She is a strict dom. Don't make any mistake about it. That woman is, she's almost scary.
Scarousing is more like it.
Yeah, she's scarousing. Oh, I like that word. Ooh, yes.
You can take it. It's yours.
Yes. Oh, there's a paddle. Oh.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, well, Hadley's paddles are impressive. She is definitely incredible at impact play. I've subbed for her in scenes. It was so nice. Can I describe the scene?
Oh, God, yes, please.
Okay, she restrained me because, you know, I love being tied up. But she tied me up and she gave me this nice framing for my boobs and tied my arms behind my back and had me on a Sibian, and she was controlling the vibrations and the, and the thrusts on it. And for those of you that don't know what a Sibian is, it is an incredible device. I have one. Mine is kind of dying at this point, but that's what we did in the scene. And this was all virtual, by the way, but we are really good at creating scenes. And for the fellow that we created the scene for, he absolutely enjoyed it. But she did a really good job of tying me up and getting me on my Sibian position the way that she wanted. And then she spanked me at different points. Ooh. Oh, it was so nice.
Oh, yes.
She's good. What I'm saying is you should call Hadley and you should definitely loop me into that because it's great.
Yeah, she's great. Me. I would love to have that little adventure as well. So hell.
Oh, yes.
And Harper posted in there that she can do strict, but I like when people tell me that's what they want. And even then, I ramp up to it. because finding the right level of strict can be tricky.
Yes.
Very true. Yes.
Yes. And I can call.
I know exactly that.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I've been called strict before, and I've also been called mean. But most of the time, whenever I'm just interacting with someone for the first time, they always think that I'm incapable of being mean or that I'm incapable of being strict because I sound, because to them, I sound so sweet. But the fact of the matter is that I love manners. I don't think that that makes me strict.
No.
Right?
Yeah. You expect people to have a certain behavior. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Like show up like you've been here and like, you know, you're an adult and you know what to do. Well, mm-hmm. maybe not know exactly what to do, but at least how to behave yourself, you know. Yeah.
And at least have an idea of what you want.
Yeah. And have your nails clean, please.
Yeah, exactly. A little grooming goes a long way. Oh, we were talking about paddles, and I have one that I absolutely love.
Yes, is the one I'm thinking?
Oh, I imagine. This was the one that was actually custom made for me. Ooh. And I love this paddle.
Yes! Oh, God, that is an impressive paddle.
It is made out of cherry and walnut. So it's hardwood, and it does pack a wallop. And what I really love is the filigree on it. It will leave a beautiful, pretty design on that little bear behind of yours. So, And that Sibian that you were talking about, I used to have one, and I really did enjoy mine. Mine died. I don't know, a few years back, and I haven't replaced it, but that's one hell of a ride.
Oh, it is. I'm wearing mine out, so I'm going to be joining
you. That's what I did with mine. Yep. Kind of like, you know, I guess I didn't change the oil frequently enough or something. Yeah. Because I burn it up. So...
That's really not hard to believe either, bestie, because I've heard stories of your love lenses and how you wear those out. So
I've killed off a Dommy too.
Oh my God.
It no longer functions. It does have a couple little things it'll still do, but it's really not worth the time. So I kind of chunked it and I bought another one. So I still have two. But yeah, I actually killed off a Dommy too recently, just before Thanksgiving it was. But I did order me a new one. Well, hello, Jeannie.
Hi, welcome, Jeannie. Yes, I do love my Sibian. Oh, I love it.
I
so
do
much.
Too. No, I loved mine. I haven't got another one. I heard that they were like upgrading it.
Yeah, they do have a newer model that is incredible.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, I'm kind of pinching my pennies right now to get one.
Yeah, I kind of want to get one of those. Mm. But, you know, I'm waiting for them to come out with the one that actually would be able to be controlled remotely like the Lovins toys.
I believe that is an option that they're working on. Let me go pull that up because
if that's
I know I have this bookmarked. Let me go get this.
Yes. So I am definitely looking at that. Once it happens, I will make a way of getting it. I will find a way and I will get it. So, all right. Moving on to the definition of a sensual dom. Mm. A sensual dom is someone that relinquishes control or has someone relinquished control of another's body. The dominant for the sensual purposes is it falls under a kink and is a much larger umbrella than BDSM. It is more of all the sensations, all of the touchy-feely, the nurturing. Nurturing is a very good word for a sensual dom. They still want control, but they're more along the lines of pleasure. They're more after having you have pleasure. That's why I kind of confused with you earlier, because I know that you are all about pleasure as well. So you would fall under that little umbrella of being a sensual dom, but you expanded it very nicely, and I did like that.
Yay! I'm glad I could flesh that out a little bit.
You did, and I was very, very impressed. So this Sabian that you just posted, is that the one? Does it have that feature?
Or do you know? Well, it keeps saying that it's good for couples, but it keeps talking about how it's just like in person. So I don't know if
I don't think they've come up with it yet, but when they do, oh yeah, I am all about buying one of those. Yeah. But I think they cost like, you know, the same as a new car or something. I know.
Close. They're expensive. Well, cars are pretty expensive. Like a Sibian's a little cheaper than a car right now.
But yeah, I was being facetious. But yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's more than a couple of dommies. Let's put it that way.
Oh yeah, it's an investment, is what I want to say. It's definitely an investment.
Now, for you poor people that can't afford a Sibian, a hard chair with a hole cut in the middle of it and a dommy mounted to it works really, really good.
If you're balling on a budget.
if you're on a not quite there type of deal, you know, that's what you can do. You can actually do that. So, but anyway, now that's going to bring me to
very DIY bestie.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. You know, if you can't afford a Sabian,
you
can all, and you know, if you really want to make it like really, really good, get you two or three dommies and put in that chair.
Oh my God.
Make that thing vibrate your fillings out. You know, that's what I'm talking about. Mott starts drilling holes in the chair.
I think it was Kali earlier that was talking about weapons of ass destruction. And
yes,
absolutely. Which reminds me, I saw somebody in the chat, I think it may have been Patty, but they were talking about how there's all these interesting toys for people with pussies. And I just wanted to say, I've used a Sibian on a few people that don't have pussies.
Yes.
And it can be quite incredible for them as well. Like a Sibian isn't just for a pussy person.
That's right. So. And if it goes in you, well, as long as it's, this is one of Harper's rules and I love it. As long as the base is wider than, I don't remember how she puts it, but it's got to be, you know, to where it can't fit inside of you.
Yeah.
You're good to go to put it in. Mm-hmm. And if you got, you know, I'm telling you, if you have not tried something that vibrates inside of you, you really need to give it a shot.
There we go. She said the flange
there you go.
Wider than the widest part of the insertable part. Oh,
there you go. That way you're not making trips to the emergency room and trying to explain your freaky Saturday night.
Right. And also, I love every single word in that description, in that helpful tip. God, have you ever heard words that just hit your ear right and just really do it for you? Harper's good at that.
She is. She is a wordsmith. I love it.
A lyricist. All right. A cunning linguist.
That sounds dirty. Are you a cunty linguist?
A cunty or a cunning linguist? There you go, Jeannie.
I got a talented tongue, she says.
Ooh, I bet you do.
Proof's in the pudding. And For those of you, if you have not heard Harper's voice, oh my God, she has got one of the most sexy voices. She gets me, oh my God, she just her talking normal gets me hot and bothered, so.
And then when she starts telling you about all these interesting toys you can play with, tune into her show tomorrow.
And then she starts talking dirty a little bit, and she's so good at just hitting just enough without doing anything really dirty. But yes. God almighty.
Subtle.
So anyway, there we go. Now that I'm all
thanks, Mont.
Now that I'm all hot and bothered, and well,
me too, girl.
I am going to discuss a phrase or a terminology that I kind of coined and is what I refer to myself as: a hybrid mistress.
Ooh, I love that word, hybrid.
And what I did is I went through and looked at all of what I enjoy. And I have been told by a lot of people that I'm probably one of the least sexually repressed women on the planet because I love it all. What a hybrid mistress is to me is I take all of the dominant aspects of being a dom, the sensual, the extreme, to the strict, the pleasure, the masturbation, the guided, the cucking, all of it, every aspect of it, and I pick out the best parts of it. And that's what I offer. And I don't offer it all to the same, to one person, unless, you know, that is, I love subs that enjoy variety. But if you're into just a certain thing, I probably can give you exactly what you're looking for because I have lived most of it. Well, matter of fact, I've lived all of it. Anything that I offer you, I have done in real life. So that to me is what a hybrid mistress is, and that's what I am.
I just want to say,
I'm not saying that I am the best. No, not at all. But I'm fun, and I am going to have a good time, and I am going to push you to have a very good time, because ultimately, if you're not having a good time, what is the point? Hell, right. If you're not going to have a good time, go schedule a whole week's worth of dental appointments and go do that. If you're not into having a good time, that's what you do. But that's not what I'm about. I am all about having fun. And yes, I got your joke, and I'm really good with that. Thank you.
I thought it was funny. I kind of laughed a little bit. But I kind of agreed with what he was saying, that you are the best dom in the whole wide universe.
Yeah,
so good girl, not. Patty, for at least, I know it was meant to be a joke, but you actually did just call my bestie out. She is the best dom in the whole wide universe.
Oh, well, thank you. I am probably one of the most fun people you're going to find because and here's the thing. Another part of being a hybrid mistress is I fucking hate boxes. And you will never, ever be put in a box with me.
Yes.
I always develop and enjoy scenarios that are catered to each and every person because each and every one of you is different. So.
Ooh, yes, bestie. I so agree with that. And I always tell people that every person that I encounter on here, you are like a microcosm. There are so many like references and details about who you are that's specific to you. And we want to learn that. And I love that you respect that about your subs and pretty much anybody you meet, because that's how you've always treated me, bestie. So thank you for that. That's wonderful.
Oh, you're very welcome. And that's, I absolutely despise labels and boxes. And I know that you all have heard me say this before. I very rarely, unless it's a term that you want to hear, and then I'm all for it. But just to randomly call somebody a sissy, I don't do it. I call, I use the term my special girls.
Oh,
because not everybody is a sissy. Not everybody that wears panties is a panty boy. So I do not like labels and I do not like boxes. So I come up with a very generic way of using that terminology. And now if you like being called a panty boy, or if you like being called a sissy, or any of those other derogatory names, or non-derogatory, doesn't matter, I don't have a problem with that. But until we, and there's where the boundaries come in again, until you set boundaries, I try not to ever assume because you do a certain thing that you like, that you want to be called a certain thing.
Yes. We're here to affirm you in those moments, in these, because this is kind of intimate what we do. So we're trying to affirm you. Make you feel seen.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, the whole point of being in a sub-dom relationship is to have fun. Whatever your definition of fun is, that's what our job is to bring out. Mm-hmm. We're not here to, take control of you and make your life miserable. That's not what it's about. It's all about fun. I've got a picture of one. I'll have to post later, but I do have a picture of a tentacle dildo harbor that, well, if you ever need to tickle your tonsils from the other end, this is the one for you. So anyway, so that is my definition of what I am. Now, here is the important, look at that.
Sorry, that she just dropped that in the chat. And I'm just like,
oh my God. I see that.
Mm. That is incredible. I would love to have that used on me or use that on someone, especially using that on someone. That would be
fun. I'm all for, you show me yours, I'll show you mine.
Ooh, that's a fun game, right? It's my favorite game.
It is. Oh. Don't stop pegging until you hit the back of the throat.
Hmm. Ooh, that is a word. A man mot. Sorry, a them mot. A them.
Well, guess what? Guess what, mot? Hmm. Well, anyway.
Submit it, Patty. Submit it. Put it in the contact form.
Tomorrow's episode better be about tentacles. Well, all you have to do, if you want to hear more about tentacle play, is drop it in the suggestions, and I will find a way to make a show out of it and make it extremely fun. Mm-hmm. And, and it glows in the dark. Oh, I love that.
Oh, my gosh. You can turn off the lights and watch it disappear and reappear.
Oh, my. Oh. And reappear and disappear and reappear. Oh, and what's fun is like when it gets out of sync, when you're hearing the noises from it, from the play of it, and it's not syncing up with it going in and out. Oh, too much fun. All right. Now we're going to go to, I think, one of the most important parts of what I wanted to bring up tonight. Mm-hmm. And that's how to choose your mistress.
Yes, this is important. So very important.
You know, we do a lot of the research for you, and we'll tell you exactly what we offer and what we can do for you and all that. But ultimately, you, as the sub, need to know, or not even know, but have a direction you want to go in. You need to have an idea for you to call and say, well, you decide what I want. That is a formula that is destined for failure.
Yes.
For both parties. You're not going to get what you want out of it, and we are not going to be able to provide you with what you're really looking for. And if you don't know and you want to experiment, say that.
Yes.
Don't just come in and say, well, you know what? You're the mistress, you decide. Because, well,
one, we might not know you.
I've got some really sharp edges.
Mm-hmm.
I can be very sensual, I can be very nurturing, but I do have some very sharp edges, and I have a very wicked sense of humor. And what you might get may not be what you're looking for. So do not tell me to decide what you need, because ultimately, I might be in the mood, well, you know what you need? You need an ignore call. You need to hear me doing the dishes or playing with the dog or whatever. You just need to hear, you know, nothing from me. You're just going to hear background noise. That might be what I want. So don't tell me that I get to decide, because that is not going to do you any good.
Yes. Mad agree, bestie. And also, you know, I really feel like another component of this that a lot of people miss is that whenever you're choosing your mistress, you really should be talking to and dealing with somebody that you feel like you can have a back and forth with, like somebody that makes you want to converse and talk. Like, genuinely liking each other is very helpful in these interactions. And whenever you're like not trying to find that in your connection with your mistress, I feel like that is kind of the problem, because you're approaching us from a very utility rather than an experience. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
And everything you just described is like kind of encapsulates that feeling, right? Of somebody approaching you, wanting you to, you know, provide this experience with them, but they're not necessarily engaging you as a person. And it's like, first and foremost, remember that we're people, because we're remembering that you're people. And you're going to have a better experience if you're taking the time, you know, to interact with us and get to know us. You know, your phone calls or your sessions over the phone or however you decide to do them aren't necessary. You know, the goal is for it to be pleasurable, right? And for you to feel good. But sometimes just having a regular conversation can do that. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to go to the kinky stuff right away. So when you call, or whenever you decide to try to get, you know, pick your mistress, find somebody that you genuinely have a connection with, you know, on a basic fundamental human level, because that's going to help you out so much more here. And we won't have to guess what you like, because we'll know.
Exactly. And, you know, and here's something else for anybody that knows me. Knows I will put in the time here on Discord. I will put in the time on EE. I will put in the time emailing you back and forth to get to know you, to get you more comfortable with me. Take advantage of that. Now, I'm not saying that all the mistresses will do that because some won't, but I am one of them that will. So if you have a question, ask. If you want to get to know me better, listen, talk to me, come to my shows. You know, I also have a little form on my website. It's called Breaking the Ice with Miss Krista. Use it. Tell me a little bit about you to where I have an idea. And I have a very, very vivid imagination.
Yes, she does.
one of my classes that I absolutely excelled in when I was in college was creative writing. And I love my imagination and what I can come up with. Very, very fun. But anyway.
That is a sexy picture, bestie.
You like that?
Ooh, that is hot. The finger in the mouth, girl.
Ooh. Yeah, that's one of my, I like that one. It's a fun
boom,
picture.
Yummy, my, boom, mm. Yummy.
Yes. And, you know, but breaking the ice is a good way to get at least get to where I have an idea what you're looking for. So, and there's you know, other mistresses, if you want them to engage with you, send them an email and tell them what you're after. I don't know of any mistresses here at LDW that'll say, well, fuck, I ain't dealing with him. Or I'm not dealing with her. Fuck that. There ain't a one. They will all, even if it's just to tell you, sweetie, what you're looking for, I don't offer. And then they, I can't think of one that wouldn't send you in a direction that would be more about what you're looking for.
Yes, because there are so many like wonderful ladies here and we get along. Many of us, if we're interacting, we get along really well.
And even the ones that I don't know, I've read almost everybody's blogs. I've read their about page, and every single one of them is wonderful as far as describing what they do and their communication skills. They wouldn't be working here if they didn't have extraordinary communication skills. So use those to your benefit when you're looking for a mistress.
I love that you said use your words.
Yeah. Use your words. but that is paramount for having a wonderful session. Now, I am going to say one other thing along that line. Remember, as a sub, you are not being a sub out of weakness. It takes great strength to relinquish control to another human being and trust them to do what you're looking for in that relinquishing of that control. You cannot submit, truly submit, out of weakness.
Exactly. Submission is, whenever you find the right person or the right dom, submission is so powerful and it's so affirming.
And, you know, I'm going to also say this, and I guess it could be construed in the wrong way, maybe, I don't know. But ultimately, as the sub, you actually have way more power than most of you actually realize, because you are the one ultimately deciding who your mistress is going to be. So, you cannot submit out of weakness. Mm-mm. Just, it don't work. And basically, at that point, you're going to be hopping from mistress to mistress and not finding any joy in what you're looking for if you are doing it out of a weakness, wanting them to decide exactly what your pleasure is, until one day, maybe, The stars align and she guesses right, but don't do that to her. So.
Please don't.
Yeah, please don't. No, nobody wants that. Mm-mm. So those are, that's the keys to actually finding a good mistress and finding a proper fit. Communication. That's bottom line. That's what it is.
And we know communication is challenging, but we're here to make it a little bit smoother and easier for you if you just kind of let your guard down a little bit and trust us.
Yeah.
Because you're in good hands.
Ms. Harper in the chat wrote, it's why I hold the submissions of folks who talk to me so carefully. It's an honor to have someone trust me like that. I love being trusted. I love seeing someone find the strength to trust me like that. Ugh, so good. Yes.
Yes.
100%. Exactly what we've been talking about. Hit it right on the nail. And again, so elegant with her words.
Very much so. Couldn't have said it better.
As I'm going to quote a funny line. Out of it, one of the most politically incorrect movies of all time, Blazing Saddles, the Slim Pickens says, golly, you use your tongue prettier than a $25 Paris, whatchamacallit. So, yeah. Anyway.
Whatchamacallit.
You get the picture. It was funny.
Does it rhyme with Booker?
Or it looker? Does. I caught myself. I didn't say the bad stuff that we're not allowed to say.
Good girl.
Yeah, see, I almost did, but I caught myself. I thought, yep, that's the one. Way to go, Mott.
Oh, thank you, Harper.
Oh, I can say that? Okay, well, you use your mouth prettier than a $25 hooker.
I also love your delivery. I love it.
Yep. But anyway, I'm speechless after that.
I can't stop laughing after that. Y'all yep. broke me again.
Super funny. But anyway, yeah, she does. She uses her mouth so pretty. Tongue so pretty. Yes, she does. So, but does anybody in the audience have any questions about what we've talked about tonight? And if not, do you have anything that you would like to add, Bestie?
Sorry, I hate to be the person.
Oh, that's fine.
This is just such a fun topic to talk about, and all the variations of mistresses that you can have, because even though there are so many types, like there's so much overlap, like realizing that, you know, being a masturbatrix, like that was really fun, you know, getting started with that when I first, you know, got into all of this and finally put like a name to what it was that I was doing for the people that I was dominating in that way. It was very eye-opening, but also it helped me kind of come to terms with the fact that whenever I'm dominating people, I like to kind of pour into you, and also recognizing that that isn't necessarily something that I can do for everyone. But whenever we are aligned though, when things line up, yeah, I'm a powerhouse for pouring into the right one. And the typing of the mistresses, sure, there's a lot of variation, there's a lot of difference, but having some of those delineations really does help you kind of recognize like what realm you exist in. I hope that makes sense. It helps you find yourself, because, you know, we're here to help subs find themselves, but we find ourselves as well through the domination of our subs. So it really is a true relationship. And anything yes. that's worth having and any relationship that's worth having, you know, it's not easy. And it is going to take time and it is going to take work and it is going to take effort. But if it's something you enjoy, you don't mind that effort.
That's right. And Harper added, best way to find out if the lady you're interested in work would work with you is to reach out to her and ask. Exactly what I was saying, communication. And before you ever do anything, communicate and set the boundaries. And you don't have to set all your boundaries. Just give us an idea what we're working with. If you do not have any inkling to have any kind of bisexual experience, that is a very important thing to reach out and let us know.
Oh, yeah. Especially for those ones that are like, do anything for me. And then you pull out the strap on or pull out the bi stuff. And they're like, oh no, And it's like, this is why it's important for you to tell us.
The whole thing with a session is we never wanted to hit that. Oh God, I just got turned off.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that. That's why boundaries at the beginning. And they don't have to be every boundary you have. Just give us something to work with so we know not what to do. You know, we do not ever want to offend or turn you off during a session. That is, oh my God, that's definitely, like, I don't want to be turned off. And as Michelle said, she enjoys getting off during her sessions. I love doing that as well. I have all these toys for a reason.
I was going to say, if they didn't pick up on that, like.
I absolutely love remote toy play both ways. So,
Krista, does that mean you're a masturbatrix, a female masturbator?
I could be. I'm a hybrid, so I kind of try to take all of the aspects of the best of all the worlds and kind of mix them into one nice little ball.
Mm-hmm. One nice Krista ball.
Yeah.
A delicious Krista ball.
Oh, Harper, bless her heart. How dare you ask me what I'm into?
That's a long list. It'd probably be easier to say what you're not into, you know, at this point.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's me. Callie, the name of that toy is called the Dommy 2.
Oh, it's considered a magic wand? Oh.
Basically, yes. It is very much like a magic wand. Oh. However, I have both. I have a magic wand and I have dummies. My magic wand has not come out of the drawer since I bought my dummy. The dummy makes the Hitachi magic wand look like a punk. It is a little bitch-ass whore. It is a beta, whereas the Dommy is all fucking alpha.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, yes.
Getting that intense energy. She said that motor.
I'm gonna tell you, the only way I know how to describe how the Dommy 2 vibrates is violently.
I love that word. It reminds me of Becky. I don't know why.
Oh, my God. It is the end all. Matter of fact, I'm going to go out and tell you exactly how good it is. I have a ton of toys that I have used, masturbated with, had fun with. And there are some of them that, you know, it feels really good. And, well, it just didn't do it for me that night. The Dommy 2 has a 100% success rate with me. I have never turned on my Dommy 2 that I didn't have at least 2 or 3 orgasms with it. 100% of the time. I have never not. And that right there, that she just posted, that edge, guys, yeah, I have been told that that is an amazing, well, I'm not going to say I've been told because I've had it in my butt and fuck, it feels good. So
that's a glowing endorsement if ever I've heard one.
And I like it. You know, it's actually, they consider that a guy's toy. But I have put it in and kind of turned it to where it's sitting up there on my goodies as mm-hmm. well as being my butt. Oh my God.
That like perineum stimulation.
Oh yes. Oh God.
Because that is a great spot to have that rubbing.
I have the Dulce as well. And that is kind of more of the girl's line for that. But yes, okay. I do own the Dulce as well. But the edge works. You can put the edge in your butt. And, oh, my goodness. Does it feel good? Yes. So, but yeah, I have the Dulce and I play with it some. But I have found that the combination of other toys, like I really enjoy the Vols inside of me and the Hyphy or the Dommy. For clitoral stimulation. So I do enjoy the different aspects. But anyway, getting completely off topic, I also enjoy toy play. Mm-hmm. So if you're into remote toy play, I definitely am all about that. There are several of us that enjoy that. I know that Demi does. It sounds like Harper might.
I mean, so, might.
Might. She might. Might. She might get into it. And I've actually turned on a couple of the girls, a couple of the mistresses, onto a few new toys. And so there are a growing amount of us that are into the Lovence line mm-hmm. of toys. So,
yeah, I'm taking my little dip into it. I think I may have found a sub that I, you know, trust to do that with. Because yep. that was always the hang up for me was, ooh.
And here's the other thing about, I had a show about toys not long ago, and you can go check it out. But there are different ways to connect to where you can actually keep your anonymity.
Ooh.
Now, you do have to sign up to give control of your toy, but instead of giving them your user account, you can actually give them a web address that will pull up the control for your toy. So you can do it in a safe way.
I like
you
know, that.
You do not have to actually connect toy to toy or app to app. You can actually give somebody the control of your toy through a web address. So there is a way to do it to where you can stay safe with it as well. But yeah, that's not what
and we're mine wasn't necessarily the safety. It was just kind of like the trust level, you know, in case something did happen, you know, where it wasn't, you know, where maybe like the little veil fell a little bit. Like I wouldn't mind with the person if that happened.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that is going to pretty much wrap us up tonight. Mm-hmm. Addie, I highly recommend coming back in about, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours. I will have this up in its entirety on my site, and you can check out what you missed. I know you come in a little late, but it was, in my opinion, I think this was a very informative show, and I think it was kind of fun.
It was very fun. I had a ball. This was a blast. I had a ball with it. And Harper showed up, like, girl, yeah.
And the other thing about my my recaps, mm-hmm. I go through and I take everything that's posted in general chat and I put it in transcripts. Mm-hmm. So it's readable and you can actually go through and see what other people were saying that kind of, if you kind of go along with the recording, it gives you a little more context about what we're talking about. So, and thank you, Demi Owns Me, for being here. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Oh yeah, Patty. I keep all of it. I put it into a text transcript, and it's right above the recording on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. So yeah, and thank you, Callie. Thank you, Patty. Thank everybody. And I have a couple in the pod bean chat that I want to thank for showing up as well. CYGCMSIT, thank you. Stealth Mistress, thank you. CTNNAEYT, thank you. RZZTZMGB, thank you. Basically, everybody that came to listen to my show. You're Stealth Mistress. I didn't know that. Hell. See? I just learned something. Oh, see?
Harper got it off. There. I love it.
Ah, so I kind of like, damn, now she's got me. I'm going to have to get my dummy out after this. I can already see it.
Harper really did it for you this episode, didn't she?
She did. Damn it. Damn it, girl. Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-mm-mm. But anyway, I want to thank all of you for showing up and having fun. And, well, I can't tell you what we're going to do next week because I'm not sure yet. But
tentacles.
I guarantee it will be fun because I don't do boring shows.
She does not.
So, thanks for listening to Kinks and Drinks. You can find us live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Podbean server, but you must be 21 or older to join. One other thing I am going to touch on before I finish reading this. If you ever come here and you have an inkling that you want to know more about the drink, interact with me. I love talking about mixology as well. So that's why the 21 or older. Listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. And there are always links on that. And there is always the transcripts that go along with the recorded show. Thank you, everybody. And everybody have a wonderful week. Bye, Michelle. Thank you.
Bye, Bessie. This was awesome. It was so wonderful to be here with you and everybody else. Thank y'all so much.
Everybody, you are wonderful, and I really, really appreciate every single one of you. Bye.